What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we just mentioned it right there with CeeLo BT. Nolan McClain going to make his big league debut. Not surprising at all. We kind of said that going into last weekend with Montas. It was one foot out the door where you had to have an opener start in front of him. If you weren't very good, there's no way he was going to take a turn the next time. Mm-hmm. He's been moved to the bullpen, and now it is official. McClain going to get the start on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm obviously just diving into some numbers here. That's the name that we anticipated, and it's been a pretty quick rise for the young man. So, obviously, Oklahoma State, he didn't come out of high school. He came out of college. 3 years there, quick pop in the Florida State League with St. Lucie. Then he goes to Brooklyn. And when he went from high A to double A, he struggled a little bit. But then this year, you know, he came out and he just slayed double A, you know, a couple of starts, 1.37 ERA. And then obviously he's been doing damage up in Syracuse with a sub-3 ERA, a lot of strikeouts. You know, you'd like to see maybe a fewer amount of walks. But I love when young kids get the call. For pitchers, it's always fun, position players too, but there's something about like when Schlittler came up, mm-hmm. or you name any, obviously going back to Doc back in the day. I've always enjoyed when, especially if you know him, which I don't really know this young man as well, but I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got and, you know, what's he look like on the radar gun and what's his command like, and let's go.
Well, here's the thing. They need him. This is not just hey, let's see Zach Wheeler or Matt Harvey in their debut with the hope of one day in the near future turning the franchise around.
Yep.
This is, here you go, Nolan. Let's go out there and go get it. You're right in the mix of a playoff push here. You know, a fight for the division, the NL East. You're replacing Frankie Montas in the rotation. And I think this was the first necessary step for me, and it was even more evident after watching Clay Holmes last night. Now, I'm not one who would be toggling, whatever the right word is.
Juggling?
Toggling or juggling guys back and forth.
It's called yogging.
Yeah. Like with Holmes, I wouldn't want to convert him to a starter and then make him go back to the bullpen and then back to a starter. However, in this particular case, he has now proven in his recent start, really for the last 2 months, it's over. He can't start. He's either an opener or you got to move him to the bullpen. So what I would do, I think McClain bringing him up and taking Montas' spot is step one. Step two would be bringing up Sproat and having him take Clay Holmes' spot in the rotation, move Holmes back to the bullpen, and then I would bring up Jonah Tong, who's got maybe the nastiest stuff out of the bunch. He just went from double A. They just moved him up to triple A.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
And
yeah.
I would just use him out of the pen as a two-inning guy. That's it. So now again, I know that's drastic and it sounds crazy. I'm trying to survive and go win a World Series. And now, I don't know what you're going to get from these guys. They could come up here and be bust. Who the hell knows? You're going from the triple A level or double A and Tong for the most part to big league level, which is why the Mets probably won't do it. What I know is this. I'd rather have McClain, and so would they, over Montas because they've made that decision. I'd rather have Sproat than I would Holmes in the starting rotation. And I'd rather have Tong in the bullpen than, let's say, Ryan Stanek, who stinks and can't get anybody out, and just at least take my chances. And that's the one way where you can now, if you have some length, or Holmes could give you multiple innings. Tong could give you multiple innings if you move him to the bullpen. Now you're extending even a short start. Let's say Senga gives you 4 or 5 innings. You've got Holmes to back him up. That could get you to the 6th or 7th, and then you have the big boys take over with Rogers, Helsley, and Diaz.
Okay, so there's a lot there. Yeah. I'm with you on pretty much all of it. Montas stinks. We don't need, no disrespect, yeah, but he's terrible. We don't need to waste a lot of time on that. All right, so...
But he's going to be a long guy out of the bullpen, which is a problem.
Yes, but it's less of a problem because now you can put him in the right spot rather than 0-0 game.
Yeah. 8 innings.
Yeah, for sure. You can navigate that. Now, it's going to be a challenge for Mendy and obviously the staff here, but I think they'll find a way to do it. Now, the thing with Clay Holmes, like, all right, even really good teams, some really good teams, have a starter that's, you know, a little erratic and a little bit more hittable. Like, that's just baseball. You got 5 starters, and, you know, they all make, you know, 25 to 30 starts. Not everybody's Dwight Gooden or Ron Guidry. It is what it is. The problem with Clay Holmes is he's now impacting not just the scoreboard when he pitches. He's destroying the ability to do things downstream later that night, the next day. I mean, I'm watching the game last night. And he goes 3 2/3, and he's got 80-something pitches. I'm like, this is disgusting. So I do think that you need to get him out of the bullpen. I thought I read something last night. Hoff, if you know this
what
from
you mean,
the Rico.
By the way, sorry, BT. Yeah. That would mean bringing up another.
100%.
Yeah, okay.
And I think the Mets are okay with that. Hoff, maybe you know this from the Rico with Evan, a little in the weedsy. I thought I saw it. I could be wrong. Is there something contractually in the 3-year deal that Holmes got that says he can't be put back in the bullpen during the season or during the regular season? I think there was an out for October. I saw something. I don't know how reliable the source is. I want to make sure we're bundled up with that.
I have not heard that at all.
Yeah, that's why I hops on it. But okay. So if so, then that's a bit of an impediment there. But it probably not. And, you know, listen, Clay, I'm sorry. I mean, the Mets gave you a couple of years guaranteed. They gave you the ability to prove yourself as a starter. And by the way, I also want to be fair to Clay. And they were saying this on the broadcast last night. Needs to be said again. You know, you could bag on him. Not that you are. But some Met fan, he stinks. He stinks. Mm-hmm. Well, without Clay Holmes pitching the way he pitched for the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season, the Mets are 10 behind the Phillies and out of the wild card right now.
No, he was great for the first 2 months.
That needs to be said, though. That's being forgotten right now.
He was great for the first 2 months, and I don't think that this is failed experiment. Clay Holmes can't be a starter. Back to the bullpen. No. I'm looking at it as 45, whatever it is, exact games to go here, and October. They cannot survive with starters continuing to give them fewer than 4 freaking innings.
Nobody could.
Okay, exactly right. So move him. You can fix this issue. Like, you can't fix if Juan Soto doesn't get hot. You can't fix if Francisco Lindor doesn't hit. You can fix Clay Holmes not giving you length. Bring up Sproat and move Holmes to the bullpen. Problem solved. Now, it doesn't mean that Sproat's going to be a stud, but you hope to get a competent 5 innings from him. You keep Clay Holmes fresher in the bullpen and use him for 2 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if Sproat were able to give you 4 innings from a starter, but 4 innings, 2 runs. Have Holmes come in, piggyback that. That gets you through 6 innings. You hope 2-3 runs. You're good to go. Like, you'd sign for that every time. There is an equation here, a formula to get through this. You cannot survive continuing to run Holmes out there in the starting rotation on top of Senga or Minaya, who can't give any length either.
Now, I don't know what it would do to Holmes. I mean, there's just not a lot of recent data for the New York teams, either one, where you got a guy who was a bullpen, who was a reliever, who then has made a starter, and then now shifts back to the bullpen. Like, residually, it's easy to say. Now, you could be right. I don't know the answer. But, like, what's the residual, not damage, because I'm not saying he's going to get hurt, but just in terms of sheer stuff and ability to pitch well, I don't know if Clay Holmes, like, is it going to be as seamless as we make it? Say, I throw him in a bullpen. He's been there before. Yeah, but he's been on a starter's routine, and now you get out of that, and you could remain all out of whack. It's not a guaranteed save.
But other guys have done it before. Montas is going to do it now. Now, who cares about Montas, like you said? But other guys have done it before. Hey, you know what? We're in the postseason. Starters got to go to the bullpen.
But how many guys have been back and forth, back and forth?
Maybe not a ton.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I would think that if anybody can have success going to the bullpen from the rotation, it would be somebody who's done it before out of the bullpen. Again, we don't know. Hey, there's a chance that Clay Holmes, there's a chance that McClain comes up and is no good. There's a chance that if Sproat comes up and takes Holmes' spot in the rotation, he's no good. There's always a chance. There's a chance if Holmes goes to the bullpen, he's not any good. What we do know definitively is it's not working the way that it's currently structured, and it needs to change.
And most importantly, what we know is that the Mets know this.
Yes.
Because, you know, you think about, especially our show, like when Sal or I yell, like, you know, get Dominguez out of left field, or, you know, you thought they should send Volpe down to the minors for a minute. I said bench
and
him.
Dominguez.
Like, and Dominguez, yeah, too. I said, you know, sit him for a day, whatever. Those are things because we feel like the organization's not hearing us. So that's when we get louder. That's when we get more aggressive to try to rattle the cage to wake certain people the hell up. And obviously there's been things with the Mets as well. But, like, you don't need to scream about this. Everybody knows Montas stinks. He's no longer a starter. Shouldn't be. Holmes has just hit a wall because he's tired, and we expected that. And now the Mets are being proactive, and let's see how it works.
Well,
out.
Now,
you got to commend them for doing it.
But the big thing from this, now we got to see how it plays out. You know, Mets could fail. They could miss the postseason. They could go into the postseason and have success. But this, ultimately, the rotation is something that Stearns built. And he built it knowing that they didn't have a true horse. He built it knowing that they had a converted... Like, nobody in the world should be surprised that Clay Holmes in August, who has far surpassed his max innings, is not as effective now than he was the first 2 months of the season.
We said it.
That...
It's a given.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's a layup.
You knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually went according to plan. Now, a lot of us also knew that Frankie Montas wasn't going to be any good.
Ugh.
But David Stearns built his rotation with Montas and Holmes being the two big acquisitions in that rotation. Relied on Senga to come back and be at the very least good. He was great the first half, you know, before he got hurt. He's been rough since he's come back from the injury. Minaya got hurt. Okay, nothing you can do about that, but he has not been anywhere near what you expected. Like, his rotation has fallen apart. He needs these young guys to come up and be good. And they developed them at their pace. I know they're not his guys, but they developed them at his pace. He's the one who built this rotation. He also relied on the young guys and their development more so than going to get an arm or two at the trade deadline. So this is Stearns' mess right here to figure it out.
It is, but this is where I can at least defend his actions. I don't know how it's going to wind up, but... It's not an inconsistent plan because, you know, I don't love band-aiding a staff as he has, but it worked out a year ago. We talked about this in many ways. And obviously, Mets got off to a great start this year, so it worked for the first couple of months of the season. But I think part of the reason, Sal, why he was okay going in this direction is because he knew that there were a couple of guys in the minors with a little more seasoning that they would be willing and they would be ready to, you know, come and help the big league team. And here we are.
Let's see it. BT and Sal on the fan in case you missed it. Nolan McClain going to make his big league debut on Saturday against the Mariners, taking over Frankie Montas' spot in that rotation. Back to the Alonso stuff. Chris is in Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Chris. What's happening, bud?
All right. So real quick, Stearns, we already know that Alonso's not one of his guys. You can already tell how the contract thing went last year. I mean, he's not even here when this thing was happening with the home run chase. He's actually looking for a replacement. That guy that over in Japan, BT, he's not a third baseman, technically. He's a first baseman and a corner outfielder. So that right there is kind of like a slap in the face.
You're talking about Murataka Murakami, by the way. That's where Stearns is now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. All right. So, but real quick, I agree completely with what you said, Sal, about how Cohen, you know, being the owner, it's like an art thing for him. You got to remember, we say it every time that his name gets brought up on the radio station. He was always such a big fan. I believe he's got a, you know, this feeling of he saw Strawberry walk, he saw Gooden walk, Jeff Kent, you know, the list goes on and on of the homegrown guys that they end up leaving. I don't think that's going to happen with Pete. I think Pete ends up sticking around, and he might have to just kind of put his fist down as a, you know, Stern, this is one thing that I'm not going to let you put your fingers in, because, let's be honest, I'm not trying to, I love Stern, by the way. I love his, how he does things and everything. But Montas didn't work out. Joey Wendell didn't work out. It's a small window, but at the same time, you got to kind of take
well,
it.
Well, no, nobody's
kind of
perfect. Here's the delicate balance, Chris, and thank you for the call. No general manager's perfect, so you can pick apart anybody's moves. Montas, Wendell, whatever.
And Wendell
you want
was
to say.
$2 million.
Yeah,
big deal.
And they moved on from him. Not
immediately.
A big deal. Montas a little bit more painful, yeah, but whatever. Yeah. Cohen's money should be able to. Every general manager is going to make bad signings here. It's a fine line between having an owner who is going to stick up for a move that the fans would want in lieu of what his president would want, the baseball stuff. Like, there's a part of fans that say, oh, yeah, we want Cohen to step in, and even though Stearns and his baseball people don't value Pete, we do. That versus the owner getting too involved in the baseball stuff, which is something I don't think anybody wants. I don't want Steve Cohen making the baseball decisions. I love him. I don't want him making the – I want him cutting the checks. I want him letting his baseball guys do the work. My counter to that, though, would be what's the negative? If Cohen overrules Stearns and says, okay, I know you value him here, I'm willing to go into my pocket, eat the extra money, I want him to be a Met, make that happen.
Yep.
Where's the negative? The negative would only be if it prevents Stearns and his baseball team or his, you know, front office team from going to get the players that they deem necessary to build the better team, which I don't think it would in this particular case.
Monetarily, I don't think it would be the obstacle that some might think it would be. So I'm with you on that. But, you know, downstream, you know, and again, when I say downstream 2-3 years, do you really want to right side with Pete Alonso and Juan Soto and trying to win a World Series defensively?
Right.
I don't.
No, I know, but one of them is going to be a DH.
Yeah. What about Lindor? Lindor's not. He's got a DH a little bit as well as he gets older.
Yeah.
Now you could kick him over to second for a couple years too.
Maybe you could rotate that. Now, how many years are we down the road here? Like, Pete, max, what do you think Pete's going to get? Like,
length or. I think max. 3 would be the max.
Wow. Okay.
He ain't getting 5.
All right. So let's say, though, some team offered him 5. And then what do you think the money? 30 we're talking?
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit. Yeah, probably around that neighborhood, sure.
So this is what I'm talking about. Like, and we even had the same conversation last year. Even though it was lukewarm on Pete and indecisive, I'm like, all right, what's the difference? Give him 4 years, $150 million, call it a day.
Like, yeah, we said that, yeah.
Okay, right. So if you went 5 years at $30 million, that's $150 million. That's, like, when you talk about in comparison to the commitment to Lindor or Soto or the other big producers in the league, I'm not saying Pete's a superstar, but he's the Mets star. And the power has been proven. You're telling me they can't give him 5 years, $30 million a year?
Of course they could. They've got the financial wherewithal to do it.
$150 million is going to kill them? Then that's 5 years. So even if you went above and beyond and said, you know what, Pete Cohen, I love you. And I love what you did for this franchise. And we're going to do right by you. And by the way, if he opts in, like it would have been another year on top of that anyway.
Yeah, true.
So even if you say 6 years, times 30. Well, you're talking about 100. Even
180.
Okay, so let's just say $200 million max, 6 years.
200
I'm
the guy was unsigned on February 11th. He's going to walk away with $200 million now?
I'm saying that worst case, right? That's like max overboard. It's not going to be that.
Okay.
But let's say it's that. You want to say 180, fine. 190, whatever it may be.
I don't think he's sniffing that either. But go ahead, I'm following you.
But like, is that the end of it? This is not a Lindor commitment or a Soto commitment. 5-6 years... for between 150 and 200 million is not going to hurt, especially not going to hurt Steve Cohen.
But that's why I just volleyed back to you before. I started with the term monetarily. No, nothing that they do would hurt them monetarily. It's Steve Cohen. But the Lindor situation, number one, middle of the diamond, mid-20s, bouncy, athletic, your favorite word, dynamic.
Right.
Much more justifiable, okay? Soto, 25, 26, I mean, stud, much more justifiable. Pete is now 30. I know he feels like he's 33. It's just the one thing that I think we have to remind everybody is that the sentiment of Cohen, which could win out for a couple of years, but it's not going to win out to the point where he does something dumb. Brilliant business people don't play that game. I just don't see him doing that.
I agree, but do you think that that's dumb, giving Pete Alonso $170 million? Pick a number.
I'm more concerned about the length. Five years, six years?
But then at that point, let's say for 4 years he produces great. By year five, it's like, eh.
I don't love it. Sal, I don't love it. No.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.